Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again and welcome to another Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. It's good to have your company, otherwise I'm talking to myself. And tonight we have such a lovely programme of words and music that I'm sure you'll be glad you tuned in. So how are you feeling tonight? Lovely? Loving? Loved? Unloved? Not so lovely? Unloving? Wondering why everything's got to do with love? Well, that's because as we approach Valentine's Day, love is our theme. Not just any love, the only love there is in the world, God's love. The Bible says that the only love in the world is God's love, so that if the holiest person on the planet does not love, then they know nothing of God. And if the biggest heathen hooligan on earth does love, then in spite of themselves, they know God. God's love is like a diamond with many facets or sides or aspects to it. It is precious, priceless, and like diamonds, our best friend in a world that can be cold and loveless sometimes. So it's well worth thinking about right now. Here are some of the facets of God's love for us. The first thing is, God's love is eternal. From before the world was made, in Jeremiah it says, before you were born, God loved you. From eternity to eternity, God loves us. God's love is eternal. God's love is also universal. Bible says God so loved the world. He creates all of us. He sustains all of us. He died to redeem all of us in love. He's got the whole world in his hand.
He's got the whole world. me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world.
God's love is eternal and universal and also faithful. It's unconditional. And Hosea chapter 11 is a lovely picture of God caring for us as his son or his daughter. And when we go off the rails, he gets all frustrated about it. And then there's the prodigal son's father picture, or the good shepherd finding the lost sheep picture. The Bible is very strong in the thought that God's love is faithful to us even if we are unfaithful to him. Here's Hugh Pridey singing, "I Will Sing the Wondrous Story." God's love is eternal and universal, it is faithful, and it's also very practical and down to earth. We saw Jesus healing the sick and comforting the sad, and he's still the same God today, and he champions the weak and the helpless. So here's a song called "The Champion."
The mighty road.
does. King of kings and Lord of lords, who took the nature of a servant and gave his life to save us all.
God's love is eternal and universal, faithful and practical. It's also sacrificial. God came down to earth to be with us, lived, died on a cross even. The next song is the theme music I've chosen for all my programmes on 3TFM. It's a very special song. Although it's written as a children's hymn, it's full of profundity. It's taking the idea of the dimensions of the cross as being the dimensions of God's love. The cross is rooted to the earth, God is down to earth. The arms are outstretched to embrace us all in love, and the cross points heavenwards. He's come down to earth to take us up to heaven. So let's hear Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Love is very wonderful. Jesus Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, I can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love. Jesus' love is very wonderful.
Jesus'
love is very wonderful.
Jesus'
love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love.
God's love is eternal, universal, faithful, practical, sacrificial, and it's also personal. Augustine said, God loves each one of us as if there was only one of us to love. The Bible says that he loves two sparrows sold for a penny. He knows the number of the hairs on our head. My favourite expert in theology was once asked to sum up all he'd ever written or said, and he paused for a moment and he began to sing, Jesus Loves Me. Basically, if you forget all the cleverness of theology, if you can go back to these three words, can you sing, Jesus Loves Me?
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it, feel it in my soul. Yes, I know. Jesus loves me. How can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I know.
God's love is eternal, universal, faithful, practical, sacrificial. It's personal, as we've just heard. But the other side of the coin of the personal element is that when you become a Christian, or when you join the church or are baptized, you become part of a big family. God made a covenant. I'll be your God and you'll be my people. Exodus 19. So celebrating the idea that we're part of this corporate big family in heaven and on earth, here's Graham Kendrick singing God is Good.
And when I
God's love is like a diamond with many facets. We've seen already that it's eternal, universal, faithful, practical, sacrificial, it's personal and corporate, and it's also undeserved. Bible says, "While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." There's a very famous hymn called Amazing Grace, written by John Newton. He was a slave trader, a ship's captain who took slaves from Africa to America, and he became a Christian. And he never ceased to wonder at God's amazing grace in loving even the likes of him, a slave trader. And if God can love even him, God can love even us. So here's Wendy Gracie, appropriately named, to sing Amazing Grace. God's love is eternal, universal, and faithful. It's practical and sacrificial and personal. It's corporate and undeserved, and it's also tough. It's holy, rigorous, not soft love. The Bible says God chastises those whom he loves. In the same way that a parent pushes the children to do their homework, or a coach pushes the athlete to try their personal best, or the teacher's pushing for progress, if you love somebody, there's a place for tough love as well. Here's Michael Carr to sing about, "Don't you know that he loves you?" Sometimes we begin to forget in the tougher times, but God does love us through the thick and the thin.
Don't you know there's a place in the middle of your heart? An empty place that only Christ can fill. And if you bow your knee to Jesus and claim him as your Lord, don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? soul. And don't you doubt for a minute that he will. You're at a time in your life when you're really in between, with people tugging you from every side. And the pain of growing up is almost more than you can bear, and all you want to do is run and hide. Don't you see that now's the time when you really need him most? He's waiting and he's calling to you still. He only wants to love you and hold you in his arms. And don't you doubt for a minute that he will. Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know that he cares? Don't you know that he died to save your soul? And don't you doubt for a minute that he will.
So, we've come almost near the end. We've got one to go. God's love is eternal, universal, faithful, practical, sacrificial, personal, corporate, undeserved, and tough. And the last one, I suppose, to just sum it all up is God's love is total, 100%, total commitment. Augustine said, God loves us not because we are lovely, but because he is loving. It's a wonderful thought to finish on, is it not? So bye for now, and please tune in again next week, and I leave you in the capable hands of Don Francisco singing, I Know Who I Am.
Love's forever. I know that it's true.
forever. I know that it's true.